Hola, good people. Of course, we crossed that whole Spanish bridge last week. We're not crossing it again. It's Mystic here. Welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. And I like to start off by thanking everyone. I thank those who just have been listening for the love and support of me. I thank those who saw bright colors in a desperate face and just felt bad for me. Hey, whatever works, I'll take it, and still do. I thank the ones who are listening just all over in the U.S. and I thank the ones that are listening in Germany. That's crazy. But it goes to show you this: what's meant for you, it will truly find you no matter where you are. So I thank everyone for tuning in and listening, and I hope that you all continue to share the show so others will find, you know, what's meant for them. Speaking of the show, let's go ahead and start off, of course, with homework. I hope that you all have had a beautiful week, a great week of speaking positive words over yourself, over your life, looking for the best in the worst situations, not accommodating your peace, and prioritizing yourself. So when prioritizing, you start to be intentional with what you're doing. So today, we will be talking about intentionality. Being intentional will allow you to identify the valuable things in your life. What do you want to do? Who do you want to do it with? If it's even worth your time. And when you are intentional, you are really thinking and being mindful of what's important. We all know how important time is. Of course, we are familiar with it since we were kids going to school. But as we grow older, you know, we find better ways to make use of our time. Now, I love sports, total sports girl. This is a true story. Listen, I know what an RBI is. I know what a tick is worth. I know how many yards a false start is, you know. Don't do that. My husband is a very, very proud man. And you know, I'm kind of one of the guys sometimes, you know. But listen, ladies, on a secret episode, we will, I'll show you how to do this. Listen, cool points, because that's what you will get plenty of when you start to, you know, tune in with sports with your guy. I'm telling you, listen, 17 years later. But back to sports. In sports, especially physical sports, there's a lot of protective gear. Let's just take football, for instance. Football is very physical. It's intense. And I love defense. Love defense. And oftentimes in life, we feel like we are, you know, on the defensive side. We feel like there's always opposition against us, or we're, you know, always being attacked. So we can relate to defense, right? But in football, there's all type of different protective gear, such as cleats and knee pads, mouthpieces, braces, gloves, you know, but most importantly, a helmet. And the point of all of this is for protection. Now, just like those football players who don't want to be injured, we too have to protect ourselves. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and get a gun or anything. I'm just asking you to cover and protect your access points, the things that you allow to enter into your spirit, the things you see, the things you hear, the things you say. These are all access points. Now, that gossip that always seems to find you, you're not looking for it, but hey, it came to me, you know. Or that song that you love that's, you know, on the vulgar side. What you hear, these are all access points. Now, of course, ears and mouth, they go hand in hand. And oftentimes, the stuff that you, you know, hear or we listen to will start to come out of our mouths. So, you know, I try not to curse. Listen to this. I try not to curse. But if I'm at work and whatever happens, you know, they act like such an anomaly that they act like I'm a 7-year-old. Like they start to, oh my goodness, they gasp and everything. Now, I might drive the boat every now and again, but I'm not a sailor. I'm just kidding, y'all. I don't drive anything. Listen, my husband does all the driving. I don't even have a license. But seriously though, we have to start being more aware of what we allow to enter into our ears, into, you know, what comes out of our mouth. We have to be more mindful of it. James says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Now, if you aren't listening because you know everything, then I bet you do get upset pretty easy. You know, you live around a whole bunch of koala bears, you know. We have to listen twice as much as we talk. Oh, and James is Jesus's brother. But we have to be attentive. Everything that we hear, we know that, you know, it's not truth to everything we hear, but we have to rely on credibility and distinguish the truth. So when we repeat what we heard, you know, we won't be injuring someone else. although, of course, you know, prioritizing our peace is the main goal here, you know, we are not trying to hurt anyone in the process either. Of course, remember that this is all about balance, and karma is a real thing. Now, for me, it will come back so fast. I promise you, would have the nastiest, not anymore, but I would have the nastiest attitude. I wouldn't really care about, hey, what came out of my mouth and how it made someone feel. But when I say that the next, you know, within a month, I promise you, it could be the next day, it will come back so fast. And just because you issue out something a certain way doesn't mean that it will return that way. Just because, you know, you curse someone out, that doesn't mean you're going to get cursed out. No, it could be way worse. So just be mindful of what you say and how you say it, for two reasons. For one, because of course, as we heal, we want to remain in good balance. You know, we positive time, a positive is always a positive, so positive everything, right? Also, number two, if your tone is wrong, then the message won't be received. No one is going to try. If you say it wrong, you know, I don't care what you're saying, let your tone be off, then the message won't be received, especially in relationships. There's been times where my husband have been trying to better me, and I'm not, you listen, I may have heard it, but I wasn't listening to what he was saying. Now, of course, you know, you would come back, or I would come back and, you know, actually let it, you know, I would meditate and, you know, just actually listen to it. But the point of all of this is protecting what comes out of your mouth. By doing this, you're protecting your peace of mind. And it's the peace of mind. A peace of mind, not your piece of leg. Your leg is responsible for every action in your body. Your mind is. So just think about how important that is. Your mind already have a whole job of its own. Set aside from the stress, the unhappiness, the lack of exercise, whether that may be reading or, you know, doing puzzles. But I bet the phrase peace of mind does exist. When your mind is calm and composed, as are you. And that's the goal. That's the goal. That's the total goal, is to cover our access points, our ears, our mouth, our eyes, to the point where our mind is at a constant state of tranquility. But the last point is often the hardest. Not always, you know, not always the case, but the eyes can get us into a lot of trouble. After the brain, the eyes are the second most complex organ. And just like the brain, the eyes have a protective covering as well. Of course, the brain has the skull and, you know, membranes. Look, I'm not a nurse or a doctor, but it does have protective layers. And so does the eyes, you know, the eyebrows and the lashes. God thought so much about these two things that he gave it extra protection. And he also is just hinting at the importance of them, you know. So we can't, you know, be too careful. We can't be too careful with what we see. The things we see can open a whole other can of worms. Do not covet. Do not want what doesn't belong to you. If you start lusting after something that's not yours, having strong desire, then that's a rabbit hole that you're starting to dig. Say, for instance, you know, your coworker gets a new car, and it's a nice car, and you see that car and you start thinking about how much you deserve a new car. And then you start thinking, well, what did they do to deserve a new car? They cheat on, you know, now, you know, you done started to look and want this car. You sending out negativity. You done got yourself all worked up just because Paul got a new car. Now, when the proper way to handle this sore spot would have been encouraging yourself, telling yourself that you too will be in a new car by this time, such and such. By you doing that, you're setting goals for yourself and you sending positive vibes just still in the area. You're not, you know, getting upset. In 2019, PubMed Central did a study on 17 people. It was found that negative words made the intensity of pain worse than neutral words. So that sore spot that we randomly feel will feel less painful if we continue to speak positive. They said that the negative words made the intensity of pain worse than neutral words. So that just goes to show you, you know, and I love stats, but that's just an example of how your words can affect everything, you know. But it's also an example of, you know, what wanting what someone else has could, you know, result in. Now, that was a material side, but on a personal, more personal side, just say you go into the gym and everywhere you turn, you see your type. Now you're doing less work and more looking. You leave the gym and you have to run by the grocery store. same type in there, but it's a whole different group. Now you're on your way home, you're thinking, you're smiling, you're driving, but you're really on autopilot, lusting the entire ride home. Now you're on social media, you're on creep mode. I'm telling you, it's just a whole rabbit hole that you will begin to go down, all because we can't control our eyes. They say, you know, well, it's a saying that says, look but don't touch. But once you start looking, you're gonna start looking at everything that moves. And before you know it, you won't even have a type anymore. So we can't get lost. We can't get lost. We must cover our points. To protect is to keep safe from harm or injury. Now, we oftentimes think of an injury as something fleshly, but what about the internal things? The things that's harmful to your mind, the unhealthy behaviors tied to your eyes, the bad attitude that came from a lie you heard. Energetic discernment, I probably made that up, but listen, it's my version of it, is identifying the energy shift. You know, identifying when the energy in the room changes, or just when your energy changes. Energetic discernment with energy is so important, and we have to start playing off that, you know?
We have to be aware of what we allow to enter into our spirits. This is for our safety, so we won't continually have self-inflicted wounds. You know what they say, when you do the same thing expecting different results? That's insanity. We're not, but that's the definition. But we have to be intentional with how we respond to life, because we know life be lifing and people be peopling. We can't control them, but we can control self. And once we have, you know, control under self, then the ball is in our court. Total sports hit. See, that's another sports reference. Don't doubt me. Listen. But before we go, if we could just call the Creator real quick. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it. We thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Thank you for breath and life. And we ask that we start to appreciate you as the Creator and your wonderful creations. We ask for a continued hedge of protection around us and our families. And bless us, Lord, that we will continue to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, we love you and thank you in advance. Amen. Good people, as always, this has been great. I thank you so much. I hope that I am helping y'all, but I'm also, this is therapy for me as well. So I thank you so much. And of course, as always, it's rude to pass me by and don't blow your horn. So if you could just like or subscribe or do both. Listen, I know I'm being needy and I'm asking a lot, but I'll just love you long time. I thank you so much. I thank you so much. Before we go, homework, y'all thought that I forgot. Listen, easy in this life. Work. If you could just continue to speak positive words, laugh more, relax more, and start, of course, continue to prioritize yourself. But this week, by covering your access points, by covering your ears, by controlling your tone and what you allow to come out of your mouth, controlling what you see. But again, this is all light work. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all. Until next time.